Now, Adam Sterling on CFAX 1070.
You know, the old saying is be kind because every person is fighting a battle you know nothing about. I know that because I'm usually fighting a few dozen with various people at different times. Is that a joke? Is that not a joke? Is he serious? Is he not serious? Sometimes people don't really know. Sometimes I don't really know. Just move on. Gotten any fights lately? Anybody you live with? What about a roommate? What about a renter? What about a neighbor? It's not just you. These conditions under which we find ourselves, constant isolation, constant stress, anxiety gnawing away, indeed corroding the fabric of our moral fiber and our resolve in some cases, can make people more prone to conflict with one another. We can become distracted. We become absent-minded. We accidentally hurt the feelings of those with whom we interact on a regular basis. Without realizing it, they react. We think we're getting attacked unfairly. And what really was nothing suddenly snowballs and becomes a full-blown fight. How is conflict resolution happening during this, the age of quarantine? I want to bring our next guest onto the program to talk about the situation in which we find ourselves. Amanda Semenoff is program manager with Quarantine Conflict Resolution Service. Good morning and welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I would imagine that any business called Quarantine Conflict Resolution Service wasn't getting a whole lot of traffic before COVID-19. Talk about your organization and what it does.
So I'm part of Mediate BC, and it's a nonprofit in BC that holds a lot of rosters and helps connect the public with mediators. And so the end of March, we were starting to hear a lot about conflicts going on in Europe and other places between roommates and in families, and starting to hear about people having co-parenting conflicts and roommate conflicts and landlord conflicts. And we figured that it might be a really good idea to get set up to do something here once we started to see the stress increasing. And so the folks at Mediate BC, Sharon Sutherland and myself, came together and really started trying to build a program as quickly as we could to do distance mediation for people within the province of BC. And then we've gotten a lot of support from Landlord BC, who's been getting a ton of calls from landlords really worried about their tenants.
Yeah.
So whether it's people that have tenants in their own home, as many of us do in BC with the cost of housing in BC. Lots of people have either roommates within their homes, or they have a basement suite or an apartment that's tenanted. And now we're all at home and trying to figure out how, when we're spending all of this extra time together in ways we'd never planned, how to really get along.
Now, where do we even start with identifying what is a quarantine conflict versus one that is not necessarily a quarantine conflict? Is that a clean category, or how does it work?
It's not clean at all. So basically, how we define it, you're eligible to come and talk to us if it's something that you didn't already have a process started through before all of this. So if you have been in the process of a divorce and you'd started that months ago, then continue on with the process that you were using. But if you've had a co-parenting plan in place for the last, year, and suddenly it's not working, absolutely, get in touch with us, because what we're finding is a lot of people thought they had solved something and now it's coming unraveled, or it's just the increased stress of what's happening right now has taken something that may have been a little bit of a problem before, but now you're not coping with it well. So, you know, you might have a disagreement with, somebody else that lives in your house about how you share your kitchen, and you were handling it okay before, now you're not.
Now, when we talk about mediation, if you even just look at the root word, it suggests that you're getting in the middle of two people. You're stopping a fight. You're building a bridge between the two of them.
Absolutely.
How do you get in the middle of two people during quarantine when you're not allowed to be in the middle of anything? How does that work?
Well, mostly we're using the phone and we're using some video technology like everyone else.
Okay.
And so sometimes what we're doing is we're talking to one person and we're really helping them understand what they're going through a little bit and helping them have the language to communicate with the other person what their needs are. Often it's really hard. When I'm really angry, it feels like, my roommate's doing this to me on purpose. it feels like they have always been this way and that they never listen. It's, we get really, really extreme. And often, if you can just come down and figure out a couple of really good examples about the stuff that's bothering you, maybe it's dishes. Maybe it's them walking in their bathrobe in the background of your Zoom work calls. Maybe it's whatever those pieces are, if you can say, these are the things that are actually making me feel this way, if they can do the same thing, and then you can have a conversation where somebody else is pulling out the language that's really escalating, helping you figure out what the commonalities are, and you can build a plan for not only how you'll handle whatever the problem is, but how you'll handle future problems together.
Are house rules important, and if so, do they need to be written down?
It really depends on your house, but mm-hmm. right now when we're stressed, it can be really, really hard to remember what the house rules maybe were or even figure out what our interpretations were. So maybe our house rule says that whoever uses the dishes does them.
Yeah.
And that was working before when I had 6 hours before you came home to get the dishes done. Mm. But now you're walking into the kitchen and they're always sitting, my breakfast dishes sit there till 3 unfinished and it's driving you crazy. And so a lot of the household rules that we may have had don't necessarily work when we're all there all the time together.
If someone wants to engage and access your service, now Landlord BC runs its own mediation program. It's called Mediate mm-hmm. First. It's still available, but it's encouraged that people have conflicts that arise out of COVID-19 to instead engage with the quarantine conflict resolution service. How do the fees work and who pays what?
Well, it really depends on your income level and what your current financial situation is. So the Quarantine Conflict Resolution Service has 35 mediators from around the province that have stepped up to provide what we call low bono and pro bono work, which really means that we look at your financial situation and we put you on our sliding scale with mediation starting as low as $20 per person and going all the way up if you're still in really good financial condition to our mediator standard fees. Most people who are contacting us are under some level of financial stress. Traditionally in mediation, we looked at your last year's income because it was pretty stable, and that doesn't work for everybody. And so there is a little space on our financial declaration to just tell us a little bit about what's happened and why you are where you are. And we do definitely take all of that into consideration.
Now, what happens if one or more participants in the dispute does not agree to this mediation?
So mediation is voluntary. That's part of its power. It's why it works.
Okay.
Now, there are spaces in which we can help give you language that might get somebody to come into a conversation. Inviting a third party into a conversation can be really scary for people. You know, it sits in the realm of you don't air your dirty laundry in public, right? This can be something that feels very threatening. Often, only one person or maybe two people were really aware it was that big a deal. So sometimes somebody goes, what do you mean we need a mediator? I thought we were getting along just fine.
Oh, I see. Right. So the call for the mediation itself becomes offensive. Interesting.
It can be. It can be really the first time that somebody else figured out that this was that big a deal for you, especially for somebody that's been a conflict avoider. So those of us that don't like to get into it with our roommates, we might have given in on a lot of things and now we can't anymore.
Yeah.
But they don't hear us. And so sometimes that ask for a mediation is the first time that somebody else realizes how serious it is to you, and that can be really scary.
Our guest, Amanda Semenoff, is Program Manager with the Quarantine Conflict Resolution Service. If you feel that this is a service that may benefit your specific situation, where can people go for more information?
You can look at the Mediate BC website, so mediatebc.com, and right on the top of their website is a nice little banner. It says Quarantine Conflict Resolution. You can click that button. You'll get a little bit more information. And you can fill out our intake form right there online. Or you can email me, Amanda Semenoff, at mediatebc.com, and I'll give you whatever information that helps you figure out how to start solving your problems.
All of us are in this together is the common refrain, and I usually point out that it is an aspirational phrase, not necessarily mm-hmm. one that is reflective of the current situation. We need to work at being together and all in this together, and that includes all of us pulling our weight and treating each other with courtesy and respect, even if we are distracted by other things. Amanda Semenoff, thank you for your time. And we will continue to follow this story very closely.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great day. Bye now.
You too.
There we go, folks. Let's do some more open lines. 250-386-1161, star 1070, a free call on your wireless device. Also coming up after the 11:30 news, you've heard this story in our newscasts. I wanted to go right to the source and talk to the CEO of the group SafeCare BC. Care workers and their access to PPE, personal protective equipment. We've talked about a shortage being seen by some in some facilities. How widespread is it? When will it be fixed? I'm seeing 3 days here in some locations. Can that be true? Can that be correct? Jen Lyle will be joining us after the news. Don't go anywhere.